Nicely with Martin Besser.
Emma Sadlier on the show, South Africa's leading expert on social media law.
I'm a teacher, and we have now on several occasions discovered WhatsApp groups that has a lot of children on it, like in excess of 500 kids on it, not all from the same school. And on these groups, apart from posting inappropriate porn, I don't know what else to call it, and they also take teachers and they copy their photos, screenshot their photos from the website, or even a teacher walking in the mall. And then they have these very ugly, rude comments and remarks. And this upsets teachers, obviously, as I'm sure you can imagine. But what is our legal right here? Because this just goes on and on. And there's no consequence for the kids.
So I think we've got to start with education, because I think that so many people in South Africa are absolutely clueless. They think that there are no laws, that social media is just the Wild West. And the WhatsApp groups are the worst. You know, you can have 1,024 people on a WhatsApp group now. These are vast platforms. And the kids are on these platforms that are so big, as the teacher said, with people that they don't know. And the risk in those instances is that you're actually assuming responsibility for what other people are saying, and those people are people you do not even know. Because in South Africa, I said, if you have the ability to stop something from being published, you're legally responsible for it. But it goes further than that, because if you have the ability to remove yourself from content, if you have the ability to dissociate yourself from content, and you choose not to, you're also legally responsible for it.
Can you please spell it out for that teacher?
You can.
It is illegal.
It's illegal. There are criminal offences. There are civil options, exactly in the case of the Waterkloof deputy principal who laid criminaluria charges and who took legal action. I'm aware of a lot of teachers who were labeled racist during the Black Lives Matter movement in South Africa who took legal action, because you can defame people if what you're saying is true.
If you post those kind of things in a WhatsApp group, not only you, but all 1,024 people on the WhatsApp group could be in trouble, because it is illegal.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.